La Chiesa Madre, the Mother Church. The Chiesa Madre of Marsala is built on the site where a Norman church dedicated to Thomas Becket, Bishop of Canterbury, once stood. Legend has it that a ship carrying some columns destined for a church dedicated to St. Thomas in England actually berthed at Marsala, dragged by stray winds and currents. The citizens of Marsala took that as a sign of destiny and decided to build a church and dedicate it to the English saint. The original building was an imposing structure, probably with a three-nave floor plan, and the entrance opening into Piazza Maggio, where the side entrance is now located. Through the centuries, the church was extended, remodeled, and redecorated several times. In 1607, the municipal council decided it should be rebuilt to cater more efficiently to community needs. The first stone of the new building was laid in 1628. In 1893, the church dome collapsed. The building didn't reopen to the public until 10 years later, when a temporary roof was set up. The current dome was built around 1950. The history of the Mother Church runs parallel with the history of the city, which is why it's regarded as a particularly emblematic site, representative of Marsala's identity. The church has a two-level Baroque facade. The portal on the lower level is flanked by two pairs of half columns, and both the portal and round windows are ornately decorated. The upper level is of a more recent late Baroque style. It has a tympanum with a large central opening flanked by two domed bell towers. The four statues represent St. John the Baptist, who's Marsala's patron saint, St. Thomas Becket, after whom the church is named, Pope Leo the Great, and Pope Gregory the Great. The surprisingly large church interior has a three-nave floor plan delimited by tall marble columns. The rhythmic sequence of the architectural structures draws your gaze towards the apse, achieving a sophisticated effect used in all early Christian basilicas in an effort to draw the attention of the faithful to the altar, the most sacred place in the church. The interior is remarkably ornate and contains some valuable artworks. The rows of columns end in the transept, completing the Latin cross plan of the church. Walk around the building and linger in many of the chapels that open up before your eyes. Each one contains deeply fascinating statues, paintings, and sculptures. The main ones to look out for are the following. To the right as you go in is the first chapel. It contains a 17th century christening font located inside an elaborately carved 19th century wooden case. On the altar of the right-hand transept is a statue of the Virgin Mary with the infant Jesus, known as the Madonna del Popolo, or the Madonna of the People, made by Domenico Gagini in the late 15th century and housed for a time in the Chiesa del Carmine. Study the details closely, particularly the relaxed expression on the Madonna's face. Close by is the marble sarcophagus of Antonio Lombardo, the Bishop of Messina, who died in Messina in 1595, but originally came from Marsala and was an illustrious citizen of this city. You will remember that the precious Flemish tapestries now exhibited at the museum were given to him as a gift. To the right is a painting of the Presentation of Jesus at the temple, by Antonello Riccio, dated 1593. This is a copy of Girolamo Alibrandi's Presentation at the Temple, now held at the Regional Museum of Messina. Alibrandi was an eminent painter from Messina and a pupil of Antonello da Messina from the same city. The work you're seeing here by Antonello Riccio was a gift from Bishop Antonio Lombardo, portrayed on the lower left of the painting. The Chapel of the Sacrament also contains a precious marble icon. At the centre of the icon is a chalice with a host, surrounded by seraphs, flanked by symmetrically arranged scenes from the Passion of Christ. The icon was commissioned by Bartolomeo Berrettaro, whose brother Antonino helped with his work. When Bartolomeo died, the work was completed by Antonello Gagini with the help of his son. In the chapel of St. Matthias, behind the altar, you can admire a canvas painting depicting St. Matthias. It's flanked by two paintings by Domenico La Bruna, set in valuable gilt frames. To the right is the Slaughter of the Innocents, and to the left, the Deposition, in which Jesus is about to be buried by Mary and the Apostles, against a background view of Jerusalem. Inside the chapel is also a group of sculpted figures of the Madonna dell'Itria by Antonino Gaggini and a sarcophagus by Giulio Lazzaro.